first three laws, which means even the fourth law changes. Which means that as the fourth law changes, what's the opposite of change? Stasis. Which gives you the first three unchanging laws. So it is a self-perpetuating loop. And that's it. Every situation, every circumstance, and I mean every single one, every situation, every circumstance, every dimension of experience, every reality, every level of consciousness, every single one is some manifestation of some combination of these four laws. That's it. That's it. Did you hear anything in the four laws about having to feel guilty about something? Did you hear anything in the four laws about having to think that you don't deserve this or that there isn't enough abundance for that? No, you didn't, which means it's not a law, which means you can do something about it. Make sense? Now then, does this in some way address what we were discussing, or is there some other avenue you would like to walk down?
Grabbing the opportunity to interact with you.
Right.
Send my greetings and report in.
Thank you.
So, my greetings to the
all
other
right.
Asasani.
And report taken.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure.
You, and then you. Number two, do you know who you are?
Yes, I do.
All right. Number one, good day.
Good day. Greetings to you. I'm a novice. And
a novice at what?
At the teachings of Bashar.
You are not a novice at life. That's
no.
All the teachings are.
Okay.
But we understand that we may have a perspective you may not have necessarily heard before or be familiar with in the way that we particularly present it, but that's all right. Please understand that if you are a novice in that sense, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are a novice in understanding.
This is true.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wish to achieve inner peace.
Go ahead.
And...
Did you do it?
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, you don't? Are you sure? Would you
yes.
like some suggestions?
Yes, I would, please.
All right. Now, before I give you the suggestions, I'm going to ask you a question, if I may be so bold. May I?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you willing to believe that inner peace is possible?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because I believe everything is possible.
I see. Then what is the difficulty with allowing yourself to experience inner peace? If you believe everything is possible, why aren't you experiencing inner peace right now?
Because I have so many stresses in my life.
But I thought you said you believed everything was possible.
It is.
Then why do you have stress? If everything is possible, what limits you?
I let these stresses in my life control me.
Why do you choose to do that? You must be getting something out of it. Or you must believe you're getting something out of it. That's the point. And I'm giving you your first clue right now.
Okay.
Listen carefully, please.
Okay.
I'm going to say something very simple, and I really, really mean it. I really mean it. This is not a trick. This is not a philosophy. I really mean it. You are all already totally in control. You all know what you're doing. You all get what you ask for, instantly, immediately, and nothing, no thing is ever, for an instant, for a microsecond, for a nanosecond, ever withheld from you, that you do not decide should be withheld. So, what we are saying is this. If you are experiencing the idea that you do not feel like you have inner peace, then you are working with belief systems and definitions that say that whatever it is you are experiencing is what serves you. Because you always, 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 always are motivated in the following way. Are you still paying attention?
Yes.
All right. This is very simple, but it's very profound. Pay attention. This is the basis of all motivation. And I mean, this is it. It is no more complicated than this. That's it. Here is the reason you choose to do anything. You will always, all of you, every single one of you, without exception, you will always make a choice in the direction of what you perceive to be most pleasurable. You will always move away from what you perceive to be most painful. always, without any fail whatsoever. Therefore, if you are experiencing something that seems stressful and painful to you, what does that tell you in light of what I just said? It tells you this. No matter how stressful, no matter how painful it seems, you have a belief that says to change would be more painful. Therefore, you are staying with what you believe is the lesser of the pains, no matter how painful it is. You have a definition that says this is the more pleasurable choice, therefore you believe you're getting something out of continuing to choose the situations, the circumstances, the lifestyles, the beliefs that you are choosing, rather than letting yourself change because you have a definition and a belief that says that to change would be more painful than the pain you're experiencing right now. Changing that definition is what needs to happen. Because once you change that definition, believe me, none of you lack motivation, and as soon as you believe that inner peace is truly, and changing to inner peace is truly more pleasurable than what you're experiencing now, you will change in an instant, and nothing in the universe can stop you, and nothing in the universe would stop you. Did that make some sense?
Yes, thank you.
We'll go over it again if you want, but the idea really is that basic.
Okay.
Let's explore. You have definitions. This is all it comes down to. Definitions. There is... Oh, pay attention. All of you, pay attention. Here we go. Simple. There is no reality. What? There is no reality. Except your definition of it. But that's what reality is. So, if you have what you call stress, if you are choosing to put yourself into circumstances and choosing to accept stress, you have a definition that says this is what reality is most likely going to be. It might even be an unconscious definition, but this is the whole point, is to make these definitions conscious. And the way you can make them conscious, the way you can begin to make them conscious, find out what they are so you can change them, is see what's going on in your life, because physical reality is a mirror, a reflector of the things you believe most strongly are possible. Absolutely a reflector. Not always necessarily one for one. It may come back to you in a picture that is not necessarily what you think it ought to look like or in an unexpected way, but nevertheless, it is a reflection of what you believe most strongly is capable of being true. Therefore, the choices you make, you make because you are motivated to make those choices. You make the choices that you make because of what you believe to be true. Because notice what I said is, what you perceive to be more painful, you move away from. What you perceive to be more pleasurable, you move toward. It doesn't mean they actually are more painful or more pleasurable. It's what you define, what you have been taught to believe is more pleasurable or more painful, that you move to or away from.
Okay, thank you.
Does this make some sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Do you enjoy stress?
No, I don't.
All right, well, for a moment, ask yourself this question and answer it if you wish. In what way